Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, October the 30th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Sarah Sanders says President Trump will stay on the attack. Also on the Tuesday rundown, a U.S. House committee questions rising pregnancy-related deaths. Plus, we'll tell you about an early childhood program that gives parents tools to educate. First, our top story, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says President Trump will continue to fight back against people who speak out against him. The Huffington Post reports that comes even after a number of his high-profile critics were the intended targets of explosive devices last week. At her first press conference since early this month, reporters pressed Sanders to speak about the connection some people have made between the president vilifying the media and his political opponents and a Trump supporter attempting to mail bombs to several of his targets. The Post notes that a CNN reporter asked Sanders whether she thinks Trump's regular use of the term enemy of the American people to describe the media should be reserved for actual enemies of the U.S. Sanders replied the president's not referencing all media. He's talking about the growing amount of fake news that exists in the country, and the president is calling that out. The Huffington Post adds that she sidestepped follow-up questions as to whether Trump considered CNN to be fake news and the true enemy of the people, something he tweeted earlier on Monday. Congress is asking U.S. healthcare systems why more women are dying from pregnancy-related complications, and North Carolina could have some solutions.
The House Ways and Means Committee wants answers from the country's largest hospital systems with a November 15th deadline. Advocates for maternal care welcome the query but question its depth since it doesn't address disparities between white women and women of color. Monica Simpson, with the reproductive rights group Sister Song, explains North Carolina's approach to closing the racial equity gap for new mothers.
It was really about how people are treated, what access they have, and how we need to address racism in all facets of our lives, including our healthcare system.
In 2004, pregnancy-related deaths for black women in North Carolina were 5 times higher than those of white women. But since then, the state has been able to reduce the mortality rate by 40%. This is Antoinette Kerr reporting.
Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris have proposed bills to improve health and pregnancy outcomes by giving federal dollars to states that adopt similar maternal code models. And with the midterm just a week away, polls show healthcare is one of the voters' biggest concerns. More from Suzanne Potter.
A recent poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 27% of those polled named healthcare as the top issue candidates should address, second only to corruption in Washington at 30%. Harry Orchard, a small businessman from Clayton, Missouri, says the Affordable Care Act should be perfected, not eliminated, as Republicans in Congress have voted to do dozens of times.
My personal political belief is that health care is not a privilege, it's a right. And the ACA went a long way to fixing a very broken system.
Missouri is one of 14 states that refused to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and its uninsured rate stands at 9%, which is higher than many states that did expand the program. The Show Me State's Republican State Attorney General, Josh Hawley, is one of 20 GOP state officials suing to end the ACA by declaring it unconstitutional. He is now running for U.S. Senate and has called the ACA a failed policy that curbs people's freedoms.
South Dakota currently has only 7 individuals who are certified to assist those who report a sexual assault, but a new training program has been launched to boost that number.
Those who are certified have completed the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, or SANE, program. Carrie Sanderson directs the State Center for Prevention of Child Maltreatment. She says a federal grant is allowing the center to partner with the South Dakota Department of Health to train additional examiners and design sexual assault evidence collection kits to be distributed statewide.
For us to help the victims of sexual assault in our state, we need to have medical professionals who are trained to appropriately handle the scenario and the situation so that you don't re-victimize the person when they come in.
Because South Dakota's 2 metropolitan areas are on either end of the state, certified examiners are currently near Sioux Falls or Rapid City, leaving sexual assault victims in the state's central, less populated area with fewer resources. I'm Roz Brown.
Nationwide, it's known that Native American women and children have high rates of sexual assault violence, higher than any other population. Finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports a free workshop in Idaho is helping parents prepare their kids for school. It's filling a much-needed gap in the Gem State.
Idaho is one of five states that doesn't invest in preschool, and only 30% of kids in the state are enrolled in a preschool program. When it's time for kindergarten, about half of kids have grade-level reading skills. The Ready for Kindergarten program set parents up with the skills to prepare their kids for school after three workshops. Ruth Kaunan is a retired teacher who volunteers with Ready for Kindergarten.
What it does is it trains the families to be their child's first and most important teacher. We know that they spend a lot more time with their children than we do as educators. And so this gives them the tools and the training and actually the toys and activities and things to do with them.
The program, run by the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, helps the parents of kids up to age 5 develop social, emotional, pre-literacy, and pre-math skills in age-appropriate ways.
For those in the state, Boise will be holding a workshop on November the 5th. More workshops will be held at Garfield and Taft Elementary Schools at the end of November. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.